彼得前书第五章第十节到第十四节。
First Peter chapter 5 verses 10 through 14。
彼得前书第五章第十节，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得奖他荣眼的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们，愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我烈烈的写了这信，托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交给你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩。你们互要在这恩上站立得住，在巴比伦以你们同盟拣选的教会问你们的安，我儿子马可也问你们安。你们要用爱心彼此亲嘴问安，愿平安归你们凡在基督里的人。
After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, our faithful brother, for so I regard him, I have written to you briefly, exalting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace be to you all who are in Christ.
我今天所看的经文是彼得前书的结语。
The scripture we look at today is the conclusion of First Peter.
那么经文包括一些问安的话。
And in the scripture, it includes some words of salutation.
所以在结束之前，彼得再次的劝勉这个教会的信徒。
So before he closed the letter, he continued, or once again, he encouraged the believers.
我邀请他们互要在恩上站立得住。
He asked them to stand firm in the grace of God.
那可见彼得前书是一封劝勉信徒的书信。
So you can see, 1 Peter is a letter of encouragement.
刚才我们读那段经文看到神的恩典。
The scripture we just read saw the grace of God.
然后特别在12节，彼得说，我烈烈地写了这信，托我所看为忠心兄弟希拉转交给你们，劝你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们互要在恩上站立得住。
So in verse 12 he says, Through Silvanus, our faithful brother, for so I regard him, I have written to you briefly, exalting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it.
那过去我在彼得前书所讲的信息。
In the past, preaching I have done on 1 Peter.
然后无论是讲到神的恩典。
Whether I talked about the grace of God.
那么讲到耶稣的受死。
The death of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的复活。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那么神借着耶稣赦免了人的罪。
Through Jesus, and he forgave the sins of the world.
那么基督徒所受的苦难。
The suffering that believers suffered.
神赐给教会百般的恩赐。
The gifts God has given for the church.
那么这一切东西都跟神的恩典有关系。
All of these have a relationship with the grace of God.
那么借着神的恩典。
And through the grace of God.
那么做公民的。
For the citizen.
做仆人的。
For the servants.
做主人的。
For the masters.
做妻子的，做丈夫的。
For the wives and the husbands.
还有做教会长老，做教会领袖的。
And the elders and the leaders of the church.
彼得说都能顺服神的旨意。
Peter said, will obey God's will.
我们过一个圣洁的生活，以致神得到荣耀。
To live a holy life so that glory can be to God.
那什么是恩典？
So what is grace?
什么是神的恩典？
What is God's grace?
我们今天是我们要来探讨的。
And so this is what we're going to look at today.
那么很多年前的时候，我开始去教会。
Many years ago when I began to go to church.
那么那时我听到恩典这两个字。
That was the first time I heard the word grace.
那么有一首诗歌，它的名字叫做奇异恩典。
That's a hymn called Amazing Grace.
是我其中学习的一首诗歌。
And it is one of the many hymns I've learned.
那么这首诗歌到今天在我的印象中还是很深刻。
And this hymn, is in my memory still up to today.
然后歌曲里面描述到这个作者对神的恩典他的心声。
And it is, and in the lyrics, it tells of how the, writer's heart felt, about God's grace.
那么说明神怎么样把他从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
And it tells of how God has saved him out of sin.
那么神的恩典从圣经第一卷书创世纪就被显露。
God's grace was shown forth in the very beginning of the Bible, the first book in the Bible.
其实神的恩典在圣经里面每一本书都被显露出来。
Actually, God's grace has been shown forth in every single book in the Bible.
一直到圣经最后一本书启示录。
Until the very end of the book, Revelation.
什么是神的恩典？
What is the grace of God?
那么神的恩典的意义其实太广了。
Actually, to talk about the grace of God is a very broad subject.
我在这短短的时间里面，我没有办法把它的意义全部讲解。
I cannot tell you completely, about the grace of God in this short time.
那我只不过是能够在这里简单的讲它的重点。
I can only tell you the main points here.
然后你可能知道神的恩典就是神没有条件的恩惠。
So you may have known that, God's grace is God's unmerited favor.
那么也有人说神的恩典是神的财宝。应作耶稣基督所付出的代价。
And there are some people that translated it as God's riches at Christ's expense.
神的恩典，首先让我们来看，神是一位有恩典的神。
God's grace, first of all, he is a God full of grace.
恩典是神的属性。
Grace is an attribute of God.
那么神的恩典彰显在他对人的爱。
And it's shown forth in his love to man.
在他还没有创造天地万物之前，他已经拣选一些人成为他的儿女。
And before he even created the heaven and the earth, he had chosen some people to become his children.
那么借助圣灵的帮助，直到他们成圣。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, they are sanctified.
然后以致他们能够在地上行神的旨意。
So that they can live God's will on earth.
因着神的恩典还有他的怜悯。
Because of God's grace and His mercy.
那么神使到我们在耶稣基督里面能够重生。
God enabled us to be born again in Christ Jesus.
而得到那个永恒的盼望。
And to have the eternal hope.
那么这个盼望就是彼得在彼得前书第一章所描述的。
And this hope is described in 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得说那个盼望我们所得到的是不能够朽坏的。
He said this hope is imperishable.
不能够玷污的。
It is undefiled.
不能衰传的。
And will not fade away.
而为我们存留在天上的基业。
And it is reserved for us in heaven.
那么有人说神的恩典在旧约圣经里面不能够看到。
Some people say you cannot see the grace of God in the Old Testament.
那么其实不对，神只有一位。
Actually, that is wrong because God is only one God.
因为旧约圣经所说的神跟新约圣经所说的神是同一位神。
The God mentioned in Old Testament is the same God mentioned in New Testament.
然后这位神是充满了恩典的神，他没有改变。
He is a God full of grace and he has not changed.
所以当先知尼希米在耶路撒冷建造这个城墙这个工程结束之后
And so after the prophet Nehemiah finished the wall around Jerusalem
他为着自己为着以色列人在神的面前会认认罪悔改
He offered a prayer of repentance for himself and the people of Israel
那么在尼希米记这样的记载
And so in Nehemiah, it was recorded.
但我们的列祖行事狂傲，硬作景象，不听从你的诫命，不肯顺从，也不纪念你在他们中间所行的奇事，竟硬作景象，居心悖逆，自立首领，要回他们为奴之地。
But they, our fathers, acted arrogantly. They became stubborn.And would not listen to your commandments. They refused to listen and did not remember your wondrous deeds which you had performed among them. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt.
但你是乐意饶恕人，有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛慈爱的神，并不丢弃他们。
But you are a God of forgiveness.Gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness, and you did not forsake them.
我想我们都听过耶拿的故事。
I think we have all heard the story of Jonah.
摩耶拿是一个看不到神恩典的人。
Jonah is someone who did not see the grace of God.
那么神差遣他到尼尼微这个地方去传福音。
God sent him to the city of Nineveh.
我们耶拿知道这些城里的人都是以色列的敌人。
But Jonah know that those who live in the city were enemies of Israelites.
而且是神用来惩罚以色列人的罪行的人。
And that God had used them to punish the Israelites.
那么因此他故意逃避神托付给他的责任。
And so he deliberately wanted to escapethe mission that God has sent him.
耶拿不止没有听神的命令。
Not only did he disobey God's command.
我们还坐船到他斯去躲避耶和华神。
He took a ship to Tarshish to get away from God.
但是神没有放过耶拿。
But God did not let him go.
我们耶拿被人把他丢在海里。
So people throw Jonah overboard.
然后被一条大鱼吞吃了。
And he was swallowed by a big fish.
我们在鱼的肚子里过了三天三夜。
He was in the fish stomach for 3 days and 3 nights.
然后最后耶拿后悔顺服神的命令去向尼尼微城的人传福音。
So then he regretted and he went to Nineveh and spread the gospel.
我们使到很多人悔改信了神。
And so because of that, a lot of people repent and they believed in God.
但是耶拿很不高兴。
But then Jonah was not happy.
而且向神发脾气。
And he was angry with God.
所以在耶拿书第四章第一节到第二节记载说。
And so in Jonah chapter 4 verses 1 to 2 it says.
他说这是耶拿大大不悦且神发怒。
But it greatly displeased Jonah and he became angry.
那么就祷告耶和华说耶和华啊我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱并且后悔不降所说的灾所以我急速跑往他斯去
He prayed to the Lord and said Please Lord Was not this what I said while I was still in my own countryTherefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity.
摩耶拿感到不高兴。
Jonah was not happy.
因为神的恩典临到尼尼微人。
Because God's grace have come upon the Ninevites.
临到以色列的敌人。
And they are the enemy of the Israelites.
那么对以叶拿来说，爱国的精神比传福音给别人来得重要。
And so to Jonah, his patriotism is stronger than sharing the gospel.
那么其实神的恩典不止临到尼尼微的身上。
Actually, God's grace not only come upon the city of Nineveh,
也临到叶拿的身上。
But it's also come upon Jonah.
那么神只不过把他放在鱼的肚子里面三天三夜。
God had only placed him in the stomach of the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
但过后还给机会他去再传福音。
And later he gave him another opportunity to share the gospel.
所以在耶拿书第四章第四节这么说。
And so in Jonah, chapter 4 verse 4 it says.
然后耶和华说，你这样发怒合乎理吗？
The Lord said, do you have good reason to be angry?
那么这节经文让我们看到神的忍耐。
This verse tells us the patience of God.
那么除了尼西米跟耶拿，在大卫王的身上，我们也看到神的恩典。
So besides Jonah and Nehemiah, we also saw God's grace on David, King David.
那么大卫王因着数点以色列人而得罪了神。
King David sinned against God when he numbered the Israelites.
然后神就借着这个先知加特责备他。
And so through the prophet Gad, God told Jonah, David.
那么神就给了他三个灾难。
And so God gave him three calamities.
那么由他自己去选择。
For him to pick one.
那么第一个灾难就是三年的饥荒。
First is 3 years of famine.
第二个灾难就是三个月时间里面被敌人攻打，而且被打败了。
The second one is to be attacked by his enemies for 3 months and then be defeated.
那么第三个灾难就是从神来三天的瘟疫。
And the third one is to have 3 days worth of epidemic.
那么最后大卫选择这第三个灾难。
And so David picked the third one.
那么神让大卫选择。
God let King David choose.
都是出于神的恩典。
And it is out of God's grace.
那可见神的恩典彰显在旧约圣经里面。
So you can see God's grace is in the Old Testament.
那么只是没有这么明显罢了。
It is just not very obvious.
但是当你来到新约圣经的时候，你看到神的恩典充充满满的被彰显出来。
And as you come to the New Testament, you can clearly see God's grace.
当主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上，神的恩典充充满满的被显露出来。
So when Jesus became man and come to earth, then God's grace was fully expressed.
所以在约翰福音第一章第十四节这么说。
So in John 1:14 it says,
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
还有在一章第十七节这么说。
And then in verse 17 it says,
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
那神是一位有恩典的神。
God is a God full of grace.
然后第二，我们看到神的恩典彰显在十字架上。
And secondly, we saw God's grace being shown forth on the cross.
所以旧约圣经描述神的恩典。
In the Old Testament, it described God's grace.
然后神的恩典却彰显在新约圣经里面。
But then it was shown forth on the cross.
所以我们不能够真正的了解恩典。
So if we cannot fully understand grace,
除非我们明白十字架真正的意义。
Until we know the true meaning of the cross.
所以恩典不是神救恩的一部分。
Grace is not just part of God's salvation.
它是神整个救恩的每一个部分。
It is God's plan of salvation, every bit of it.
然后整个神的救恩过程当中都有神的恩典。
In the whole process of salvation, we, There is God's grace every step of the way.
在还没有世界还没有被创造之前，神拣选了一些人。
Just as before the world was created, God has chosen some people.
那么这种恩典在罗马书里面说是拣选的恩典。
And so in the book of Romans, it's talking about the grace of being chosen, the grace of election.
所以主耶稣在世上所做的事工。
And on the ministry that Jesus had on earth.
他为人而死。
He died for man.
那么最后得着荣耀。
And then he received glory.
希伯来书的作者说，这一切都是出于神的恩典。
And the writer of the book of Hebrews said, all these is because of God's grace.
所以我们得救是出于神丰盛的恩典。
We are saved, and it's because of God's bountiful grace.
我们被蒙召成为义人，都是出于神的恩典。
We are chosen to become righteous, that is out of God's grace.
那么因此救恩跟恩典是不能够分开的。
So salvation and grace cannot be separated.
没有恩典就没有救恩了。
If there is no grace, there is no salvation.
所以刚才我提到那首诗歌《奇异恩典》。
I mentioned the hymn Amazing Grace.
很多人都会唱这首诗歌。
A lot of people know how to sing this song.
那么这首诗歌的内容谈到救恩跟恩典。
The lyrics talk about grace and salvation.
歌词的作者是 John Newton.
The writer is John Newton.
John Newton 他是在1725年7月24号出生于英国的伦敦。
He was born July 24, 1725 in London.
那么他的父亲是这个商船的船长。
His father is the captain of a boat, of a ship.
经常在这个地中海航行。
And he trade in the Mediterranean Sea.
那么当这个 John Newton 他11岁的时候。
And when John Newton was 11 years old.
他就跟着父亲一起出海。
He followed his father to sea.
我们一直到父亲退休之后。
Until his father retired.
那父亲退休之后。
And after his father retired.
然后他在船上遇到很多的困难。
He faced a lot of problems in a ship.
他被人欺负。
And he was oppressed.
而且他被降低成为一个普通的海员。
And he was demoted to become just a common sailor.
那么后来出于他自己的意愿。
And so out of his own will later,
被派到一个经商奴隶的一个船上。
He was then sent to work for a slave trader.
那么这船把他带到非洲去。
The slave trader ship took him to Africa.
那么后来他成为一个经商老板的工人。
And later he became the servant of this merchant.
生活非常的苦。
He lived a very difficult life.
经常被人虐待。
And he was oppressed and beaten often.
然后最后他父亲的一位朋友把他救出来。
So at the end, one of his father's friends saved him.
然后不久他就自己经商这个奴隶的这个生意。
So then later he became a slave trader himself.
还拥有了一个经商奴隶的船。
And he owned a slave trader boat, a ship.
那么有一次他在海上遇到这个风暴。
One time he faces rough weather in the sea.
所以在这个时候他经历到神。
And at that time he experienced God.
他感到神拯救了他。
He experienced how God saved him.
John Newton 一生里面经历到不少的苦难。
In his whole life, John Newton experienced quite a bit of difficulties.
所以借着这首诗歌《奇异恩典》，他写出了神的恩典。
And so through the song, he tells of how he experienced this disgrace.
如何把他从一个不幸的处境拯救出来。
How he was saved out of a non-belief situation.
所以因着神的恩典 ,John Newton 得到神的救恩。
Because of God's grace, John Newton experienced salvation.
所以在这个十字架上神的恩典达到一个高峰。
So on the cross, God's grace is at its climax.
借着他的恩典他把他独生儿子赐给我们。
And through his grace, he gave us his only son.
死在十字架上。
die on the cross.
赎清了我们的罪。
He cleanses us of all our sins.
而直到那些所有相信他的人得到这个永生的生命。
And for those, every one of those who believed in him can receive eternal life.
所以在这个约翰三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
所以神借着耶稣基督赎清了我们的罪。
So through Jesus Christ, God cleanses of our sins.
不单赎清了我们的罪。
Not only did he cleanse us of our sins,
还赐给我们永生的生命。
He gave us eternal life.
这个就是神的恩典。
And that is God's grace.
所以第三，神的恩典是纯洁的。
Thirdly, God's grace is pure.
那么如果我们跟一个学化学的人或者化学家讲恩典。
So we talk about grace with a scientist, or a chemist.
我们必须说神的恩典好像这个元素。
We must say that God's grace is like the element.
而不是混合物。
It is not a compound.
神的恩典不是神一件礼物和人的功劳混合在一起。
God's grace is not a mixture of God's gift and human effort.
所以保罗在罗马书第四章这么说。
So Paul said in Romans chapter 4.
他说做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Now to the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness.
那么然后保罗在第十一章第六节这么说。
And then in chapter 11 verse 6 he says,
他说既是出于恩典就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不能，就不是恩典了。
But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace.
所以神的救恩是出于神的恩典。
So, salvation is out of God's grace.
所以人一点功劳都没有。
There is no merit from anyone.
所以自从人类犯罪之后
And after man sinned,
人没有办法也没有能力自己拯救自己。
Man has no way and there is no possibility that man can save himself.
那只有借着耶稣基督成为我们的赎罪祭。
The only way is when Christ became our sacrificial lamb.
那么直到我们来到神的面前因着相信成为一个义人。
And through faith in Christ that we can become righteous.
所以神的恩典是纯洁的。
So God's grace is pure.
不带有任何的混合物。
There is no compound, anything mixed in it.
只要人有一点点的功劳。
If man has a little bit of effort,
这个就不是神的恩典了。
Then that is not God's grace.
那么有一个故事谈到一个人因犯了这个贪污的罪被判死刑。
There was a storytelling of someone who committed corruption and he was sentenced to die.
那么国家里面这个王族就同情他。
The royals in the country took mercy on him.
就帮助他。
Want to help him.
有时候我们知道有是这样，现在的国家有些这个做王的能够赦免一个人的罪。
We know in some country, the king can pardon someone.
那根据这个国家的立法，只要他能够筹到4000块钱。
And according to the law of that country, if he can raise $4,000,
那么他就不必面对这个死刑。
Then he does not have to face death.
所以国王本身就捐出2000块钱。
So the king himself gave 2,000.
然后王后就捐出1000块钱。
The queen gave 1,000.
然后王子就捐出980块钱。
And the prince gave $980.
那么最后在人民这个众人的面前就传出一个碟子。
And so among the citizens, they pass a plate.
我们一共收到19.9元。
And so they collected $19.90.
所以所收到的总数只是一共3,999.9元。
And so the total they collected was only $3,999.90.
所以还差1毛钱。
They are still short one.
所以国王就勉强下了这个决定。
And so, they are short 10 cents.
说,
so the king decided.
他说这个人必须要被判死刑。
He said this man must die.
那很多人都感到很叹息。
And so they are all
regret.
They are all disappointed.
Regret, disappointed.突然间那个人从口袋里面拿出1毛钱。
So all of a sudden this guy just took out 10 cents from his pocket.
刚好筹够4,000块钱。
So it's exactly $4,000.
那么因此他不必面对这个死刑。
So he doesn't have to face death.
那么虽然这个人付出一点点。
Even though this guy only paid a little bit.
但是对于他来说这一毛钱救了他的生命。
But to him that 10 cents saved his life.
所以他感到很自豪。
So he was very proud.
但是神的恩典不是这样的。
But God's grace is not like that.
神所赐的恩典是纯洁的。
God's grace is pure.
人一点功劳都没有。
There is no human merit.
那比如说有一天美国的总统邀请你到白宫去参加一个特别的宴会。
For example, the president invited you to the White House for a special banquet.
你感到非常的荣幸。
So you're very proud.
因为这个是一生中唯一的机会。
Because this is your only chance in your life.
所以那天晚上当你离开这个宴会的时候。
So that night when you are leaving the banquet.
你就向站在门口的总统道谢。
And so you give thanks to the president who is standing by the door.
你就对他说 Mr. President,
and,
我要向你道谢。
He said, you will say, Mr. President, I want to thank you.
我感到非常的荣幸你邀请来来参加这个宴会。
I am very proud and honored to be invited to this banquet.
我想这个宴会必须要花费很多的钱。
I'm sure you have spent a lot of money on this banquet.
所以我想要捐出一点钱来帮补这个费用。
So I want to give you a little something to help you with the expense.
所以你就从口袋中拿出1毛钱来放在总统的手上。
And so you took out a 10 cents and give it to the president.
然后你就离开。
And then you left.
这个不是一个补助。
That is not a...supplement.
Or subsidize. 这个是一个侮辱。
That is an insult.
所以恩典不需要，也不接受外来任何的功劳。
Grace does not need and does not accept any kind of merit from anywhere.
是的，神的恩典是完全免费的。
God's grace is completely free.
我们不需要付上任何的代价。
We do not need to pay anything.
因为神所赐的救恩完全是赐予他的恩典。
Because God's salvation is completely out of His grace.
我们一点功劳都没有。
We do not have any merit.
这个真理有时候不能够接受。
Sometimes this truth is hard to accept.
因为世上没有免费的东西。
Because there are nothing free on earth.
美国人喜欢讲 There's no such thing as free lunch.
That's what the Americans like to say.
所以在有时候在广告上我们看到很多免费的东西是不是
So sometimes on advertisement you see a lot of like free offers.
比如说有时候我们收到一些免费的卡片哦 free pizza.
Sometimes we get in the mail like a postcard that says free pizza.
字体写得很大。
It's in very big letter.
很吸引人。
It attracts people's attention.
但是下面写了有些很细的字。
But then underneath there is a very small print.
你必须要先买一个大的 pizza.
You have to buy a large pizza.
但是神的恩典不是这样的。
But God's grace is not like this.
是免费的，没有附上任何的条件。
It's free and there is no condition.
所以今天我们探讨这个神的恩典。
So today we look at God's grace.
然后第一就是神是一位有恩典的神。
First off, we see God is a God full of grace.
然后第二，神的恩典被彰显在十字架上。
Secondly, we see God's grace was magnified or shown forth on the cross.
然后第三，神的恩典是纯洁的。
Thirdly, God's grace is pure.
人一点功劳都没有。
There is no human merit.
那么最后，神的恩典赐给那些谦卑的人。
And lastly, God's grace is for the humble.
只要人愿意来到神的面前谦卑自己，他就能够领受神的恩典。
If man is willing to come before God and humble himself, then he can receive this grace.
因为圣经很清楚地说，神的恩典不是给骄傲的人，是给那些谦卑的人。
Because in the Bible, it clearly tells us God's grace is for the humble, not for the proud.
所以彼得前书第五章第五节这么说。
So in 1 Peter 5, 5 it says,
他说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
我在雅各书也这么说。
And James also said the same thing.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那么可见神看重谦卑的人。
And we can see God delight in the humble.
而把这个恩典赐给他们。
And he gives grace to them.
所以在路加福音第十八章讲到一个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 18, it talks about a parable.
大家都很熟悉的谈到法利赛人跟这个税吏的祷告。
A very familiar parable talking about the prayer of a Pharisees and a tax collector.
这个是法利赛人的祷告。
And this is the prayer of the Pharisees.
神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、无意奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我是一个敬拜禁食两次。凡我所得的都捐上十分之一，有没有讲到自己。
God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get. He's talking about himself.
No, does it reflect ourselves? 这个是税吏的祷告。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And this is the prayer of the tax collector. But the tax collector standing some distance away was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, the sinner.
是的，神只有把他的恩典赐给那些谦卑的人。
And yes, God only gives his grace to the humble.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us use the following time to meditate on the message today.
如果你还没有得到神所赐的恩典，
If you have not received the grace from God,
然后只要你愿意谦卑来他的面前，
If you are willing to come and humble yourself before him,
他就把这个恩典赐给你，
He will give you this grace.
如果你还没有得到这个救恩，
If you have not received the salvation,
我鼓励你打开你的心门来接受这位有恩典的神。
I encourage you to open up your heart to receive this God who is full of grace.
因为你这个恩典，这个救恩是免费的。
Because this grace and salvation is free.
如果你不认识这位主耶稣，
if you don't know this Lord Jesus,
我劝勉你谦卑在他的面前。
I encourage you to humble before him.
来领受这个丰盛的圣恩典。
To receive this bountiful grace.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Our dear Father God, please help us.
让我们每一天里面都活在这个恩典之下。
Help us to live our life every day in this grace.
让我们能够在我们生命中体会到你丰盛的恩典。
Help us to experience this precious grace in our lives.
也帮助我们充满这个感恩的心。
And give us a thankful heart.
回应你对我们的爱。
To respond to the love you have given us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.